This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana offers an income tax benefit for emergency response volunteers. The 2025 Montana Legislature passed House Bill 129, which provides an income tax benefit for emergency response volunteers. An individual who serves the same company for the entire year as an active volunteer firefighter or volunteer emergency care provider qualifies for a subtraction of $3,000 on their Montana tax return for 2026. For future years, the amount is adjusted for inflation. To qualify for the subtraction as a volunteer firefighter, the individual must be an active member of a fire company and must have completed at least 30 hours of training under that act. A volunteer emergency care provider serving an emergency care service who has completed the training required by the State Board of Medical Examiners also qualifies for the subtraction. Details about claiming the deduction will be available when the forms and instructions for tax year 2026 are finalized, including guidance regarding meeting the main requirements of serving with the same company or service for the entire year and completing the minimum training. Those interested can see details online at revenue.mt.gov. An ancient pictograph has been vandalized at Missouri Headwaters State Park. Someone painted over a 1,000-year-old pictograph, causing potentially irreversible damage to the Native American cultural site. The person or persons painted over Native American rock art that has existed for hundreds or thousands of years. The vandalism occurred at a site where people have lived and passed through for millennia, including areas where Lewis and Clark traveled and where Sacagawea and her people camped. Morgan Jacobson with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks said that the damage is particularly devastating because of the site's historical significance. Jacobson said, "We know it's been many hundreds, if not thousands, of years that this has been here. Unfortunately, what occurred recently is someone apparently has taken a paintbrush and painted over top of that pictograph as well as made other markings in other places here at this site," Jacobson said. The pictograph was located in a natural depression that ancient people used as a resting spot where they left the rock art to commemorate their stay. The site represents one of the few remaining pieces of evidence of the area's ancient use by Native peoples. The larger site holds deep cultural importance as a place where Native people used the area for various purposes over centuries. Jacobson said, "It was also a significant site for Native people who came and used this area for a variety of purposes, including hunting bison at the buffalo jump. This is some of the remaining evidence here of that ancient use of this area," Jacobson said. The damage may be irreversible due to the nature of the rock and the paint used in the vandalism. Jacobson said, "This type of vandalism is especially destructive and difficult to deal with because the rock is limestone, and because it's porous, it absorbs that pigment and it's very difficult to remove without destroying more of this landmark, and especially right over top of the pictograph itself. It's a real tragedy," Jacobson said. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is working to determine if the site can be restored to its original condition, but the porous limestone has absorbed the paint, making removal extremely challenging without causing additional damage to the ancient artwork. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is asking anyone with information about the vandalism to file a report through tipmont at mt.gov. He also encourages visitors to historical sites across Montana to follow Leave No Trace principles, which are to take only photos and leave with nothing but memories. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.